This is Dr. Stephen Ganey from the Randolph County School System. He is the superintendent of Randolph County Schools, and it is good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
Even though we have had a few technical difficulties this morning, all right? Okay, so let's get into it this morning. COVID cases overall throughout the United States seem to be down just a bit. Some of the mandates are starting to be lifted in some of the other states around. Where do we stand right now as far as Randolph County Schools?
Well, we're continuing to follow the rules that come from the Department of Health and Human Services. Looks like things may be slowing down some. We feel like they are, but you know, we're just going to keep moving forward, and hopefully we can keep school going with normal procedures as much as absolutely possible. But seems like numbers are going down. I would agree with you, not only what you're hearing out across communities, but also in our school system.
Have we had to close any schools down?
No.
None at all?
Not since back in the fall. We had to, at one point, we closed Southwest Middle, Eastern High School, and I think Trinity Elementary, but that was a long ways back, so we've not had to do that, had to close any schools since that, and that was way back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that was back prior, maybe early October, I can't remember, but it was around that time.
And are things getting better as far as, I know we went through a time period there, it was staff shortages more so than anything else.
Well, some of the rules have changed. Now it's the 5 days out and then 5 days back wearing the cloth face covering, and that's helped with some of the staffing issues.
Okay, very good. All right, now let's talk about something else kind of unpredictable. This past Monday, I know, was a day that you do not want to relive anytime soon. Now, if you all remember, on Monday, we all got out of bed that morning. We hit the roads. It was around 31, 32 degrees or so. In areas of the county, there was just rain. That's all it was. In other areas of the county, we had a few slick spots, didn't we? And things changed pretty quickly that morning. First thing is, who makes that call? Is that you?
Well, ultimately, it's me with a group of staff members. We have a transportation staff that goes out and checks roads. Dale Brinkley's involved. Larry Chilton's involved. Larry's over transportation and facilities maintenance. And Wendy Anderson, director of transportation, is out. Her routers are out there. Dale Brinkley's involved. And we usually get out really early. It's how we've always dealt with it. We're out, you know, 3:30 in the morning, maybe even earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And because we need to come to a decision whether we're going to be able to go on time or not around 5:15 in the morning, because we have buses that roll that early. And yes, Monday morning was one of those mornings that was just a very difficult one. That was the weather forecast wasn't helping. The temperature forecast wasn't helping. And we were getting ready to put, if we had gone on time, and we'd have put kids right in buses and parents right in the middle of what they were forecasting. And then we did have ice across the corridor from about the level cross area across the top of the system with in the Trinity area as well. So we had ice showing up as well when we got close to that time. Again, we put a two-hour delay out there, and then we got to the point of, now it's time, can we go? And it was not – it's – you know, I understand it interferes with people's schedules, but end of the day, we don't want anybody to get hurt. Whether it be students, staff, or parents bringing kids back and forth to school. So, and you know, with staff, we've got the staff members driving the buses, and we just have to be careful. And you know, I get it. When you close and the snow doesn't come, or the ice doesn't come, or whatever is being forecasted, but it's not always perfect. But the one thing we're going to go after every time of the day, every time, is going to be safety.
Now, I've always wondered this, so I got to ask this question. Number one is, how many people do you have out there riding those roads the night before? And number two is, do you just have the usual spots that you go to? Because I know, like around my house, there are areas that they're always going to be the first places to freeze.
Yeah. Well, we all go in different directions, and you probably have a good, I'd say, I wouldn't put a finite number on it, but I'd say in that you've probably got at least 8 to 10 people out and about, and we're covering as much of this county as we can. It's a big county.
Randolph is a big county.
The geographic size of this county is huge. At any rate, you know, I'd have to go count the number, but right off the bat, I know there's four officers. That's not counting the routers, and the other transportation staff out. So it's a good number.
Now, let's move on to something else this morning. Let's talk about some sports teams, because we've got some that are doing very, very well so far. Tell us about them.
Well, we had a great end to our middle school athletic season at the winter for the winter season. Saturday was a fantastic day. We had the middle school cheerleading competition at Southwest High in the morning. We had the middle school wrestling tournament at Wheatmore High School from morning all into the afternoon. And then Saturday night, we had the finals of the middle school basketball tournament at Randleman High School. And so Southeastern Randolph Middle School wrestling team won the championship. They also won the regular season. They won the conference championship in the regular season in the tournament. Southwestern Randolph Middle School girls won the conference tournament, and they won the regular season as well. And then Randolph Middle School boys basketball won the conference tournament as well as the regular season. So so again, Southeast Middle won the wrestling, and I think they went undefeated across the whole year. Mm-hmm. Southwest Middle girls won the girls basketball, and Southwest Randolph Middle School boys won the boys basketball. And all these teams won their tournament and their regular season championship. And then we had Northeastern Randolph Middle School cheerleading team won the cheerleading competition. So just a great day all around. Good opportunity to showcase the wonderful students we have throughout the school system. I want to say a big thank you to all the coaches, principals, and the high school principals who, you know, Brian Hodgson opened up his campus to the cheerleading competition. Eric Johnson opened up Wheatmore for his for the wrestling competition, and Dennis Hamilton opened up Randolph High School for the basketball competition. So just want to say a big thank you to those three high school principals and their staff members for their support as well.
Now, I want to mention, before we move completely away from the weather here, there has been a little bit of a change in policy. I think you have one more day left. I mean, if we have more inclement weather, which we probably will, let's be honest about it. You have one more day left, and then after that, it moves to virtual learning. Is that right?
Yes. For the last 9 years, our calendar is built on instructional hours by the calendar law, mm-hmm. and we have to have a certain number of instructional hours, and we've always had more than that, so our board has always wanted us to absorb the first 5 days, because we could do that and be in line with the calendar law. So we absorbed the first 5 days we miss the inclement weather each year, but now we've absorbed four of them. We have one more we can absorb. After that, then we'll be kind of going to the law that's been put in place this year that we can do up to five remote days. So if say we're next time we're out of school, we're out for 2 days. The first day will be an optional teacher work day, just like it is. The second day would be remote instruction. And we prepared our staff members several weeks ago when we saw some weather coming. We thought we might go over this 5 day limit, but absorbing the 5 days has been in place for 9 years now. But now this piece about being able to do five remote is what's in the legislation now. And so we will take advantage of that, because otherwise we'd have to start reaching into spring break or interfering with scheduled teacher work days. And we really need to schedule teacher work days where they are. We don't need to go from, you know, the beginning of February all the way to the end of March, early April, without teachers having a break and missing those work days on February 21 and March 28.
Speaking of teacher work days, how is the staffing as of right now, as of today, with Randolph County Schools?
We're in a good position with classroom teachers. We are still continuing to struggle in some support positions. So we're struggling with custodians, bus drivers, and really in child nutrition. Those are our three areas. We're still continuing to struggle with the number of vacancies.
And so we would invite anyone, retired, semi-retired, whatever the case may be, if you want to do something and make a little money in the meantime, too, just go by the county offices, right?
Yes. Contact the school system, and we can certainly get paperwork to you and let you know what's available. But those three areas have been struggles all year long in terms of number of vacancies.
And how many vacancies would you say we have right now?
Well, right now, I'm just looking back. Just off the top of my head, we have about 41 positions that it may be complete bus driver or bus driver, a combo with part of it being bus driver, about 41 of those positions. And I do know the last time I looked, we have 15 straight custodian jobs. That's full-time custodians that are open. There's another category where we have a combo position of bus/custodian, and there's about 10 of those open. So that kind of paints that picture for us. Whereas, you know, I was looking back 4 years ago, the number was four in one of those categories.
Okay, and then we assume that these are pretty much spread out across the county, right?
Yeah, I'd have to look back, but it's hitting different areas. It's not just one particular zone.
All right. Got a couple of minutes left here, Doctor. What else we got going on with the county schools?
Well, I just want to say a big congratulations to Sarah Remery. She's a fourth grade teacher at Trendell Elementary School. She just received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. This is the highest recognition a teacher teaching kindergarten through 12th grade in science, technology, engineering, math, or computer science can receive in this country.
Excellent.
And she's one of 108 people recognized for this awards nationwide. So congratulations to Sarah. She's a fantastic teacher. She not only will get a certificate signed by the president, she'll receive a $10,000 award, and she will be going to D.C. to be recognized at a special awards ceremony. And if you've been in Sarah's classroom, you know why she received this award, because she's as good as there is in schools in this country. So congratulations to Sarah on this fantastic award. It is well-deserved.
All right. Anything else going on?
No, we're just trying to make it through the winter, and hopefully spring comes early. We'll be ready for spring next week if it wants to come on. I can take about 1 week of winter weather, and I had that before the holiday break, so I'm done with winter weather. I'm ready for spring.
I think most everybody is, as a matter of fact, from what I hear. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. Dr. Stephen Gainey, Superintendent of Randolph County Schools. The spin doctor, as always, over there, Tim Moody. Glad we could get past our technical difficulties this morning. And thank you, gentlemen, very much for coming in today. We appreciate it. All right. Take care. All right. We are right here at the zoo.